You're listening to 2024 in Review, a look back at some of the most compelling conversations and stories of the year from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers Podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
The Menendez brothers, there's a name you haven't heard for maybe a little while. New documentary or docu-series or docudrama, I think is probably the right way to say it, coming out from the creators of the one that did the Dahmer docudrama earlier, which I found to be very interesting and fairly accurate to the storyline. This one detailing what the brothers went through, because there has been a lot of allegations and a lot of truth, frankly, to what the boys went through, as well as other people who interacted with the family. A former Menudo member earlier, I believe earlier in the year or late last year, there was another documentary. Ray Rosello came out accusing Jose Menendez, the father of the Menendez brothers, of sexually abusing him in the 1980s, further corroborating the Menendez brothers' claims, which they said we were horribly abused and we felt we had no choice but to kill our parents, right or wrong. Obviously, when you're a kid and you're in the corner of sexual abuse or abuse of any kind, you're kind of trapped if you have no way out and nobody's advocating for you. When you're in that position, you have no way out. Did what they did, was it right? Was it wrong? That's the question. Joining me to discuss, Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent, chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. This is one that's, you know, been debated for 3 decades now, basically.
Yeah, this is... I love the cases we cover sometimes, Tony. Well, all the time I do, but this is one of those ones that sometimes I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
This is one of those bone crushing ones where there's gotta be accountability for making a choice to take life. But at the same time though, you know, empathy is always so important to put yourself in the shoes of the victim. You put yourself in the shoes of the perpetrator. And here we have murderers that were also victims.
Yeah.
And unless you've lived that life, boy, it's a rough one to make. But like we've said, there's got to be accountability. But to what extent should there be punishment? That's, I think, the big question on this one. It's rough.
It really is. I mean, they have now been in prison for, you know, I think we're talking, what, roughly 30 years now? I mean, right? We're getting close to that mark. In 2023, that new evidence emerged, including a letter from Eric to his cousin and allegations of sexual abuse by the member of Menudo, Roy. A habeas corpus petition has now been filed, and the district attorney is reviewing the evidence with a decision on a new trial or resentencing pending. So we could see some actual action happening here. As a result of that other documentary and some of these pieces of evidence coming to light, because otherwise they're in there for life. And if you remember, this trial took 2 trials. The first one ended up with a hung jury. The other one is when they went through and they found him or found the brothers completely guilty. That is the question. How long is enough for something like this when you have been the one that's been horribly abused?
Yeah, that is the question. I love that they're looking at it again. You know, there's some cases that that deserve another look, especially, again, when we go back to the fact that we got to always take it from the viewpoint of those that have been victimized. You know, we're always looking for the victim advocates, basically, and these two boys are not just, you know, the murderers, but also the victims in this case on multiple levels. So I'm glad they're going to look at it, and I'm hopeful that it'll get a good, fair shake when they do.
And what happened in the second trial, the trial was so long ago.
I remember it, actually.
There was the exclusion, and this is where I think they deserve at least a new trial. There was the exclusion of the abuse evidence. That was not part of the case. So the jury didn't even hear any of these allegations. And if you take that out of the mix... Yes, of course you're going to think these are horrible people. If we were to try a case today of a husband battering his wife or vice versa, of a wife killing the husband, let's do that scenario, or vice versa, just somebody being battered by somebody, and they have had enough, and they feel cornered and they finally snap and they take the life of their abuser. If the abuse part didn't make it into court, you'd think it was crazy. It's like there's, right. That's a huge part of the case.
It is. I don't remember, and you probably looked at it, why it was a hung jury to begin with. But the fact that it was, and then they had to throw out, you know, being able to look at the fact that the kids were abused on the second trial. It just, I don't, again, it's a long time ago. I remember it, but I don't remember why that was the case. But yeah, that's
first trial. Some of it was allowed, but they didn't have all of the info that they have now in the first trial. Now there's far more info and other people making allegations outside of the brothers. It's going to be fascinating to see where this goes.
I'm not sure, Tony, on this one. Are there any other family members surviving of the parents? Do you know? In other words, what other victims are still around out there that would be impacted by this?
Well, the other victims impacted is the Menudo member, and there are other members of that band who have also have told stories. Because the father was the head of RCA at the time, and that was their big group.
No, I was wondering if there's any other victims in a sense that they were advocates for the mother and father.
That I do not know the answer to.
And because again, you know, when I'm all about justice for the surviving victims as well. And if there's no victims, like family members that were impacted negatively by the death of these two parents, then why aren't they giving us another good fair look? Because, and I'm glad, I'm very hopeful that there's going to be a good positive outcome for the boys on this one.
They got
it's hard to imagine there won't be.
They got good attorneys. Cliff Gardner and Mark Garagos are on this. So, another one where was justice served? Was it not? And if it was not, what can we do now? They're not dead. So
30 years is a long time.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and feast on the good stuff.